Monday night here in Kesubis. Okay, let's look now in Elunayrus Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, beginning. Elunayrus Yeshlam Knas, even though they're osir, that's the chiddush of the first three, even though they're women that it's hard to marry, they still have a din knas. And the second one is Nesina, and Rashi says, Minah Givonim, that's the story we're most familiar with in Chumash, in Nach rather, from Yoshua and David. So, V'yasur l'kohol, the David gozer aleihem, they're in a B'yavomis. David was gozer even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, forever. And Yeshua, Baal Shem v'yitnem Yoshua, chayt v'yitim v'shoa v'imayim, korlu v'nasinim. And the Gemara in Yevamah says that Yeshua did it for when there's a Beis HaMikdash, or more precisely spoken, a Mishkan, and David did it even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Now, Rashi clearly, all over Shas, says that the Gezerah of David and Yehoshua was to asa them to marry them. Look at Tosfos, Pirush HaBekuntres, to David Gozer Aleihem Shloi Lovoi Bekol. That's clear. Now there's a Machloikis, a Shailin, the Rishonim, is very interesting. What's the shot in Rashi? So Tosfos here, for example, starts with saying, V'hainu Mishum Avdus, meaning always when Chazal make an Isser, you want to know. Many times, not always, but many times, it follows a pattern. It follows a guideline of the Torah. Marshal, chicken and meat. So they said, Midrabbanon, it's basar. You have Midrabbanon, the good old Isser, basar b'cholav. The rice is not basar. Midrabbanon, it's basar. So they followed along. They were muktzah, though. Let's say touching muktzah, moving muktzah. Or even you're using muktzah, so that's from the blue, right? There's no, it's not patterned after anything, right? And there are halachic ramifications to these differences. So here is a different. Here the question is: okay, Chazal said you're not allowed to marry them. So we certainly have women you're not allowed to marry. Mamzeres, you're not allowed to marry. Like there's something wrong with them. We don't want them entering into Klal Yisrael. So now, the first, there are many Rishonim that learn in Rashi these next three words of Tosfos, V'hainu Mishum Avdus, meaning the way, there was a way where he said they're Asur Lovoi B'Kohol. They said that they're given over for servitude, and we know that a Shifcha and a Neved Asurim Lovoi B'Kohol. So, although we will see that some Rishonim have a Havamina, and we'll see in Tosfos that they take it so seriously that they ask on Rashi that if she's a Shifcha, then there shouldn't be Knas, right? Like they take as if there's a Kinyan Aguf. So let's look at Tosfos. V'hainu Mishum Avdus. So we're not sure what that means. When you say V'hainu Mishum Avdus, it could mean that they were gozer, they should be avodim, and now there's an issa the oraisa, because they're avodim, they're shvachos. You're not allowed to marry an eved or a shifcha mid the oraisa. Or what?
They were gozer, but they're avodim.
Yeah, it could be the
etzer.
Their goal was to get them to be osur lovoi b'kohol. That was the goal. That would definitely be the rabbonim. According to Rashi, for sure. They were gozer, they shouldn't intermarry. The way they did it was, that's what these three words of Tosfos means. V'hainu Mishum Avdus means the Isser Chasnus was a totsa'ah, was a ramification, a ripple effect because of the Avdus that was Nigzar Aleihem. Now that can have two interpretations. We're going to see that some Rishonim interpreted it a little too literally. That they mamish made them into avodim, mamish, which, how can you do that, Rabbi Chanan asks. The Tosfos is doichem that. But there are Rishonim that apparently learned in Rashi that mamash avdus and it turns into an issa d'oraisa of evident shifcha. So we'll see. They knew the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has a problem that it's an issa d'oraisa. So obviously he wasn't learning that Rashi meant it's an issa d'oraisa. The Hamashim b'Gemara the Nasina have your d'oraisa. The Kamar Mamzeres and Nasina Ike Benayu the Mandiyomer Ruya Lekaima. Right, we'll have Mashma to have you the Araisa, the Habakroi Pligi. We're talking about Psukim. Uvereish Yesh Mutaros, Amrinon, Mamzeres, Unasino, Ikevinayu. Mandioma the Araisa, Honami the Araisa. So the Gemara explicitly, Lachora says, that Nasina's an Issa the Araisa. So Taisus was definitely learning at this point that Hainu Misham Abdus does not mean literally, does not mean they made them into an Eved V'Shivcha, and now it is an Issa D'Oraisa of Eved V'Shivcha, because Tosfos is asking a kasha on Rashi, that according to Rashi it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and all these Gemaras say that Nesina is an Issa D'Oraisa. But oh, that's not Elo Ein Alokin, you get Malkus, Mamzeres and Nesina, Li Yisrael, Mashma D'Loki Alomid D'Oraisa, Dumi D'Chol Hanich D'Choshev Hosso. Umi Uikal Meimed D'Vachol Hani Nokat Nesina Agav Mamzeres, which we explained yesterday. Why Agav Mamzeres? What's the connection? That you're dealing with... you're not saying there's anything wrong with their Gerus. They're full-fledged Jews. Just like a Mamzeres is a full-fledged Jew. You don't want them to marry. They're pogum. You don't want them... They're not... You should pardon the expression. Please forgive me. They're not racially pure. And we don't want them coming into Klal Yisrael. So the truth is we want to keep Klal Yisrael's lineage pure. Klal Yisrael is an Am Kadosh. So we don't look at race. Nobody ever said an Ethiopian shouldn't come to call because he's black. That doesn't exist in Klal Yisrael. Red, black, such things don't exist. But what exists is a certain purity of the neshama, and a mamzer is not. A mamzer, unfortunately, through no fault of his own or of our own, he's a pogum. And the Shechina doesn't rest on a mamzer, you know, he's a walking, talking Avera, so to speak. You don't like that.
No, I don't, because it's not that person's fault.
And if a child's born blind, it's also not their fault. And if a child's born without legs, it's also not their fault. And you could ask why Hashem did it to this particular neshama. And, you know, there are always reasons. And a child born with Down syndrome. So think of it that the Down syndrome child, a regular person is not going to want to marry. And nobody has tainus. And we think, why did Hashem do it? But we don't question the reality that a regular person is not going to marry a Down syndrome person. So think of a mamzer as being spiritually Down syndrome. Really, you know, it's a reality. Ruchnius is a reality. And you could question why Hashem did it to an innocent child, but we can question that by a Down syndrome child too.
What about a ger? A ger who truly full of belief and everything else, we
applaud him and we will make him guest of honor by the dinner. Maybe, I'm not sure, I have to check on that. But the point is he's not pure. There's an inyan of yuchsin. We're not talking about yichas like by the Chassidish Rebbes. We're talking about yuchsin, that's a certain reality. Again, it's not a question of, I made a joke, racially pure, but it's not racial. Because we don't care if he's from India or if he's from Ethiopia. Nobody cares about that. If Jewish blacks, Puerto Ricans, we're cool, we're fine. There's no racism in Yiddishkeit. Chas v'sholem. The race, it's not racism. It's not racial. It's purity of lineage. There's a Shechina and there's a certain... Just like you wouldn't walk into the Beis HaMikdash Tamei, and we recognize that. And, you know, even if someone touched... If someone wanted to play a joke on you, and touched the sheretz, touched you with the sheretz, not your fault, but the mice is your tome, what are you going to do? So someone there's a lineage, that's not so mamzeres. It's not that common. It's not like, you're not talking about 10% of, this is, Nesina is probably the most unusual, where you had a whole group of people, and it's fascinating that David HaMelech did it, because he saw that they were not, that they had characteristics that we didn't want to mix into Klal Yisrael. They were very achzorim. They were not kind people. You know, can you have, you know, that's maybe a chiddush, you know, to say that there's a, well, we know Amalek, you know, we kill out Amalek and we say there's a certain gene there that if you're from Amalek, you don't belong in Klal Yisrael, you know, we want to wipe you out. Anyway, so Nesina is like Mamzeres in that it's a perfectly fine Jew, but we close the door when it comes to marriage.
What does it mean that
because
it brings it along with Bob?
Again, we're answering Rashi. We're accepting that according to Rashi, it's an Issa D'Rabbanon. You have all of these Gemaras which call it the Araisa. In all of these Gemaras, there's a, what do you call it? C-O-U-P-L-E-T. It's a couplet. Mamzer and Asina, they're mentioned together. Tosafot says, you know, it's funny. It never says Nesina alone is the Araisa. It's always Mamzer and Nesina, Mamzer and Nesina. So we will be doichik the Gemara according to Rashi, and we'll say that the reference of Anissa the Araisa is talking about Mamzer, and Nesina, it says, you know, it goes along with Mamzer. Like you always say Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. You know, they go together. Why they go together? Probably because they're the same. Perfectly fine Jews, and there's something wrong with their lineage, and we don't want to let them marry.
The first riot.
Yeah, all of these.
There is the Nesina Ekmenaya. If Nesina is Mamish, not the right. Is that
what
should
I do? So Tysus is willing to accept that it always says Mamzer and Nesina together. Tysus is willing to accept that the statement is the Oraisa goes on Mamzer. And Nesina just throws in, Grusha v'chalutza is the same thing. The Gemara will always put Grusha v'chalutza together. Right? Almona l'koyin godol, Grusha v'chalutza l'koyin hedyot. And it'll talk about that it's the Oraisa. L'maisa chalutza is only the Rabbono. So it's always a reference to Grusha. And chalutza is like always thrown in there because.
Is it a true statement? Is there a machlokas in the Nesina?
Well, machlokas we've shown him.
No,
Tyson's holds the Nesina as the Araisa. No, there's no machlokas about if it's the Araisa.
They have a machlokas in the Pasuk of the Gemara says between them.
Yeah, but it always talks about Mamzeres and Nesina as one.
No, but is Nesina in the Mamzeres or it's not
Eke Benayu? No, it never says Nesina Eke Benayu. Mamzeres and Nesina Eke Benayu.
Yes. Mamzeres and Nesina Eke
Benayu. Yeah, it always puts the both of them together.
Is Nesina Eke Benayu or not?
And Eluhin Aloikin, Grusha v'Chalutza. Does Chalutza get Malkus or not? No. When push comes to shove, Chalutza does not get Malkus. You want to know examples in the vernacular? I don't know. Maybe you can think of examples in other languages where things are mentioned together because they go together. Peanut butter and jelly, hot dogs and mustard. I don't know. You want to know? I mean, I'm personally convinced that it's like the pshat is that it's like besar of b'cholov. In other words, just like by besar of b'cholov is the most outstanding example where we say midrabbonon it's basar. And it's the good old Isser of Basar B'cholov. It's not like Rabbanu were not Machadish, so to speak, that chicken and milk is Asr. They were Machadish, that chicken is meat, Midir Rabbanu. And now let the chips fall where they may. Because they, like it's a very scientifically precise, like a laser. They didn't say it's also. So I'm convinced that according to this Mahalach of Tosfos, you're saying like Nesina is a mamzer v'derabbanan. V'derabbanan, it's someone who's not genealogically acceptable. And the Hagdara is a mamzer v'derabbanan. So that's why, just like a chalutza, it's also very easy to understand. It's a grusha v'derabbanan. Right? She was, right, her Baal, or her would-be Baal, by the case of chalutza, did a pula to be menatek certain bonds that existed between them. Right, a chalutza, there were bonds of Yibum, of Zika, the Gemara in Yevamos calls it, and the chalutza was menatek the bonds of Zika. So, like it gets, like it's gerushin midrabbana. And that's what they did. They didn't say chalutza zasser. They didn't have to. They let it happen just by saying she's a grusha midrabbana. So I suspect, according to the Teretz of Tosfos, that Nesina is the same way. Like they said, she's a mamza midrabbana. Midrabbana, she's not acceptable to come into Klal Yisrael. By the way, a mamzer, I just realized now this moment while I'm talking, that it's interesting that a mamzer is said to have very un-Jewish character traits as well. Gemara talks about a mamzer being an azponim, very brazen, very chutzpahdik. It's a certain characteristic that a mamzer has. So now I'm thinking it's not so rachok, the mamzer from the Nosin. We don't want them entering into Klal Yisrael. I mean, Mamzer is with the Arise, of course, so you don't say reasons. Az is not really chutzpah, but the brazenness. Az ponim legehenim. What?
Az kenamer, right?
Yes, so the Bir Alocha talks about that already in Siman Aleph. When to use Az kenamer as a mila, when normally we say Az Ponim Lagana, we look at Az as a beard. Okay. So this is all, so again, Tosfos learns in Rashi that the Geder of the Issur Nesina is Mishum Avdus, it's like Avodim. Come to think of it, what I said can't be true. Because if it's like Avodim, then it wouldn't be a match to Mamzer. If you're going to learn like Rashi, I take back what I said. I don't think it's true. Because if we're in Rashi, and Tosfos is learning in Rashi that it's Mishum Avdus, I'm going now according to Tosfos, that it's Mishum Avdus, that means the Ged there is that it's an Evet Midrabbana. Not that it's a Mamzer Midrabbana. And that's like a different track. Because an Evet is not because of his lineage, really. I mean, if you learn it's Kadesha, then an Evet is because the Torah was Megala, that it's not a person. The Torah is saying it's not an Ishus, it's not a person of Ishus, not a person that you want to have Ishus with. Kedusha is not even Tosfos in an Evet or a Shivcha, right? The Zera is not Miyuchas Achareyan, they don't have lineage, they're not family people. They're, you know, this is already. They're almost like animals. Like they don't have a family life. An Evet and Shifcha have no chayas. They have no yichas. They have no, their children, their biological children are not considered their children, only biologically, but not much worse than a goy. A goy's children are considered legally his children. An Evet and Shifcha are not considered their children. So if an Asina is midrabbanan an Evet, I don't think it would be able to be explained that it's midrabbanan a mamzer. That's a totally different maslul, a totally different track. Take back what I said. So I remain puzzled by why agav mamzer noket nosin. If you say Rashi is learning adarav, we're not locked into Rashi that way. We can learn in Rashi, they asked her to marry them. And Adarabba, it's a Mamzer Midrabbana. We're not locked into Tosfos. This is Tosfos talking. The Hainu Mishum Avdus, those three words are Tosfos talking. Okay. Tosfos has a much bigger problem with Rashi, though. That this is all L'Rava, He says, wait a second. We're talking about the Nesinim, they're from the Zion Umos. What's going on? Well, the Nisal like the Schatim Bob. You have to kill them out, that's for sure. But there's also a special Issa not to marry them. So what's going on?
So why were they allowed to become Gerim to begin with?
Because Yeshua couldn't break the treaty. Because they fooled him. They fooled him, and because of Chilul Hashem, he didn't want to break the treaty. That's why. Now, but the Rishonim and the Rambam that we saw, your question's a good question, but not as good a question as you think. Because Yeshua sued for peace. Yeshua gave everybody a chance to say, we will become, they didn't even have to become Gerim. They had to take a loyalty oath, and they had to be subservient to Yeshua and the Jews. They had to accept, mamish the way, with Feiglin once, mamish that way. They have economic rights, but they don't have political rights. They're not citizens of the country.
But they get
to pay taxes.
I understand that, but if they were given in effect two choices, to become
three,
back
out.
Well, okay, back out, become Gerim, or take a loyalty
oath. Not even
oath.
Become Gerim. Pack out, become Gerim, or fight. No, I'm sorry, not Gerim. Pack out, become subservient, or fight, and get killed. It's fine with us.
So I'm still confused.
Why didn't they pick the second one?
Right.
Oh, so the Rambam says they made a mistake. They thought, first of all, the Rambam, some say that the deal was only until Yehoshua crossed over the Yarden. Once he crossed over the Yarden, then the deal's off. He lost the chance. So they had to make the trip. Others say they didn't believe it, or they didn't, they had to accept right away, or maybe they didn't want to, but they became subservient anyway.
Right, so what happened? They didn't want to. Maybe.
But most told, the Gemara says that Yeshua, even though it says Los Chaya Kol Neshama, but if they would have been, that's qualified apparently. Not like Amalek. See, Amalek, rather some say if Amalek becomes a Ger, you can also accept an Amalek Ger. That's a big Shiloh by the Achronim. If we accept an Amaleki Ger, or there's a mitzvah to kill Amaleki like Tubiyat. Okay, anyway, so Tosfos has a much bigger problem. Because the Nosson's from the Zion Umos. So of course it's in this Adira, I should have married him. So according to the Havamin of the Gemara, in Yevamis, the Isser is the geyusan when they're goyim, right? So then, only when they're goyim, is there an issur to marry into the Zionus. According to the Havamina of the Gemara. So if Rashi is going according to the Havamina, and it's not such a Havamina, the Rambam passes like that, Lamaskana, that it's also to marry the Zionumos when they're goyim. And you could be makabel them as geyrim. The Nesinim became geyrim. So hence, there's no problem. Tosfos, though, has that issue. That he learns, like the Maskana of the Gemara, that the Zion Umos, Gerim, you're not allowed to marry into. The Issel, like the Schatenbaum, is talking about the Zion Umos, Gerim. And he says, it's a no-brainer. That's why all over, Nosson's an Issel, dear Issel. The Issel is this Issel, of like the Schatenbaum.
Isn't that a kind of wonder? You can't marry them once you're Gerim, then obviously you can't marry them
Interestingly enough, maybe not. There might not be an Isser. Well, first of all, maybe. It's only said the other way, that there might be an Isser only when they're Goyim, not when they're Gerim. No one said necessarily that when they're Gerim, it's not when they're Goyim. It might be when they're Gerim and Goyim. That's first of all. Okay? Rather, it's not so clear that there's an Isser to marry a Goy. It's not from the Zionists, for example. So, there an issa d'oraisa b'geyusan? If it's b'geyrusan, maybe. You know what, I'll answer you, maybe it's both. Maybe b'geyrusan means also b'geyrusan. There could be a technical issue, because the Lashon HaPosuk is like t'schatein bo, not loisika, which means beer. It's like t'schatein bo, don't marry them. Now in a goy, there's no marriage. So it could be there's a technical breakdown in the issur of like t'schatein bo by a goy, because you can't marry them. Now, how does the Havamin of the Gemara deal with that? That it's talking about only when they go in. So the Gemara says it's only derechasnus. There's no issur to be boiled them on a one-night stand. There's an issur to set up house with them and marry them. Issur is to become man and wife, like derechasnus. You know, the Torah doesn't want, even by the Zionumus, if they're goyim, the Torah doesn't want, it's like a social. The Torah doesn't want them to mix socially. The Torah doesn't want us to become one uva. Like by Shechem it says, we'll give them our daughters, they'll take our daughters, and we'll become one big happy family. Stam to be goyal and goy one day is even if you hold that it's b'geyusan, but there's no issur loy t'schatan bam. That's not called loy t'schatan bam. You're not marrying them. There might be an issur loy t'yeh kadesha. What? Well, there's no issur not to be boil or non-Jew. There's kanon poigim boil. You can kill the guy. But interestingly enough, it'd be hard pressed to find a technical issur. In fact, I'm not even sure there's losiyah kadesha. Maybe according to Unkelus, you're saying, according to Unkelus, that you're able to tia kadesha by a shivcha, why aren't you able it by a goy? According to Unkelus and many Rishonim, the Issel of Tia Kadesha is talking about a Shifcha Knanis. And there's a love not to be going with Shifcha Knanis. She's called the Kadesha. Because, what?
She's a little bit Jewish.
Yeah. So the question is, what? Shifcha Knanis. Yeah, she is. You see the Evet Knanis B'chuliv and Mitzvahs. They're here, it's quasi, they're quasi Jews. It's like they're half gay.
But you're half gay.
What?
The Mitzvah's like a woman.
That's the end. Yes, so that means he's quasi-Jewish. So the question is, what about a guy? I'm not 100% sure. In other words, if there's an issa to be boiled, so maybe only a shivcha kananis, say because she's Jewish, but she kedusha is not typhus, so you're over an issa. A guy, like the pasuk's not talking about, I don't know. Sarachia. So the Rambam, it's not clear. The Rambam says, the Rambam gives like a Musa Shmuz. He says, Al Yaikal Be'enecha, don't take lightly the Isser of being with a goy. He says, but then he says, because your mamish, you're doing a terrible thing. He's saying it's not the worst Isser in the Torah, right? Eating on Yom Kippur is much worse, doing Malach on Shabbos is much worse, marrying your wife's sister is much worse, right? And here there's no chorus, no official chorus. But he said this is like about the worst thing you can do. Because you're being menatik yourself and your family from Klal Yisrael. You're intermarrying, it's the Rambam. But the Rambam talks about really marrying, chasmus. And he talks about it's osur, but it's only a lav, only malchus. So, although it's not 100% clear, but apparently the Rambam is not talking about just to be goyal or goy one day. He's talking about derechasnus, the issur of like the schatan bar. Okay, anyway, getting back to Tosis, so Tosis says it's a no-brainer. The issur of Sina is the issur of the Zion almost, the Geirusan, like the Maskon of the Gemara in Yevamos, and that's the issur that we're talking about. The Begeirusan, when the Zion almost have become Geirim, Islahu Isser Chasnus, that's what there's a lot of like the Schatan Bom, when they're full fledged Jews. They became Geirim. Cholhecha the Choshev Nasina Bahadi Mamzeres, Iri Begeiros, Behi Iris. And that's why it talks about it's an Issa Diaraisa, of like the Schatan Bom. Kmoi Hocha. Here, Taisa says, logically, we're talking about a Geiris, the Benochri Yusa, Les Laknas. No one's going to give a Goya knas if you boil a Goya. It's outlandish. So So it must be talking about she's Jewish. Rashi is like in the Rashi seems to be mafarish all over Shas, like what we see in our Gemara Yavama says Rav is Havamina, that the Yisrael of Tzchadimam is when they're goyim. No, either Tyson sold is going like the Maskana.
Maskana, but the real girl is Maskana, you have to say it's the Raisa. The Havamin of Maskana is the Rava.
The Sina is the Raisa.
The Havamin is the Rabbana, and the Maskana is the Raisa.
And the Havamin of the Gerim is that it's the Rabbana. Rava's Havamin is. There's an Issa like the Schatten bomb to the Zionumus. Clark. According to Rava's first side in Yavamis, that Isser goes pre-Gerim, when they're Goyim. There's an Isser like the Schatabam on the Zionumus. Rava's Maskana is that the Isser like the Schatabam on the Zionumus is Begerusan, once they're Gerim. Okay? Rashi all over Shas, that talks about Nesina, is only an Isser Dirabonon. They are Gerim from the Zionumus. So Rashi and the Rambam, parenthetically, paskin or hold or are always mefarish with what we call the Gemara's Havamina in Yavamis. That's what we call it. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, it was very much the Maskana too, that there's an Issa like the Schatten bomb when they're Goyim. And therefore, Nesina, who are Gerim, is only an Issa Drabona. That's Rashi. That's beyond the scope of this year. Really, that's a step. You sit and learn the Sugi and Yavamas, and it could be the Rambam holds bottom line halacha is that it's a machlokas tanon, and he paskins like the other, like he paskins like the Gerusalem. Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi has a problem with our Mishnah. Tosfos says there's a lot of kashas on Rashi. If the Sina zosim midrabbanon, that means we're talking about. So according to Rashi, we're talking about Begerus. It's very good. Right. But we can't be talking about Dias of Dioraisa, according to Rashi, because when they're Goyas, no one's giving them Knas. They're not getting Knas when they're Goyas. But Rabbi Notam will be talking about Begerusan, and there's an Issa Dioraisa. Kolecha the Chosh of Nesina, Bahadim Amzeris, Ari Begerus.
If they're Nesina, right?
Yeah.
It has to be after the Begerus, otherwise they wouldn't be called Nesina. Aren't they from TV or whatever, from one of the nine? They wouldn't even have the Shema.
Yeah, right. But Rashi says, hello? Rashi says, hello?
I understand your point. They wouldn't have the name Nesina if they weren't already Garen.
Ken, the Garto. Baroka's Garto, Vulichtova, La Baroka, Masakasu, Yeshua Shoftim. Ken, Eitzechad Basov, to move on.
Because even David Arnal didn't say that they didn't marry from the Zion of Mok, if they were Garen, he said that it was it.
Lo Batchila. Kishe Osim, Novi. Im Eitzchayim Echad, Eitzchayim Hu Basov. Okay. Kamolda Shatorue Bishayol. Ken, Rakla Hashir Basov. Okay. Vulichtova told Kamosha Basubi Yeshua Bishov. Lo Lichtov Klum al Hashir Hashir. Low Lershom Klo.
Yeah, most people like this are cold, but oil or not.
Shir Hashirim Low Lershom Klo.
I can serve the rice.
Ken, Vakasha, Ken. Okay. We're trying to fix up. We have all the cloths now, so but some of them have 2 8 chayim, and some of them need a paroches, and some of them need. Some of them have 2 8 chayim. I want only 1 8 chayim. You know, it's a much bigger pain in the neck. It's much harder to deal with 1 8 chayim. But al pidin, if you wanted to have the full kedushas navi, it's written on cloth and dio, It's supposed to have one Yitzchak. It's a Beferish and Gemara. It's Beferish, that's how we paskin. Look him on the Polig. It's a wonder to me. I don't know that much. You have to talk to a Sofer. It's just very hard. I mean, not very hard, but it's much easier with the way it's kind. You have Yeshayahu, who's very fat and thick. And it's very hard to deal with when it's kind.
Fold it up.
It's very hard. It gets very loose and it gets very fat. Like, it's very hard to tighten. Like this, you go like that, you tighten it. When you only have one, you have to keep pulling it, making it tight. But on the other hand, though, the whole point of the Navi is to have with Kedushas and Nevi'im. And the din of Navi is to have one Eitzchayim. So there's a sickle. The truth is, even Megillas Esther is supposed to be that way. I think Megillas Esther, most people have one.
Yeah. Or none.
Or none. Right. One or none. Right. That's a pity to have none. If you wanted to have the din of Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh. Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh, you're supposed to have an Eitzchayim. One. Say the Torah too. That's the difference. The Torah too and the Nevi'im and Ksuvim one.
No, but what about his point before you got your phone call? Is that the Nesi'im already are Geirin?
There's no question. That's why Rashi says that the Rabbana, because the D'oraisa is in the Nesi'im is the Geyusa. No, that's a Shilin the Gemara. Tosfos learns the Nesi'im is in the D'oraisa. When it says here Nosa, and it's talking about a ger, so according to Rashi,
it has to be talking about a
right, that's nobody argues with that. The problem is that according to Rashi, then the Mishnah is only talking about a Nisa Durabona, and that's problematic. Because in all the Mashmos, it's talking about a Nisa Duraisa. So that's where we start. So that's a problem. That's a problem Rashi has to deal with. But the assumption, indeed, is that it's too outlandish and ridiculous to say that the Mishnah is talking about Knas to a Goy. Obviously, it's talking about a Ger. And like you said, the Nesi'im are a Ger. It's not talking about the first generation before they became Gerim. So therefore, Rashi is sort of forced into saying it's the Rabbanon. Because Rashi's Mahalach is like the Rambam's, that the Maskana, Limaskana, we say that the Zion Umos is also Medioraisa Begeyus, not Begeyrusa, but they're going. Okay, we'll stop here.